Brothers and sisters, I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I usually expect amen if I greet you.
Amen.
Well, I hope you are also used to say amen in the church. I'd like to thank God once again that he gave me the opportunity to share with you the word of God, something that is not so easy to do, but of course it's not by our own ability, it is God who helps us bring to you the word. We are going to find our scripture from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. I hope you are used to this part of Christ's scripture. We will read from verse 10, 2 Timothy, chapter 3, from verse 10 until the end of the chapter. There's a subtopic here in the NIV or ESV Bible which says all scripture is breathed out by God. I read from verse 10. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecution and suffering that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecution I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. When the man of God may be that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. This is our passage. I've read from verse 10, but our focus will be from verse 14 unto the end. I just read these other verses so that we may know what is going on. Can we pray? In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we are before you now that you have brought us together to worship and praise you. We have just read your word, God, in which we trust by the Holy Spirit you will lead us to understand what you want us to know, as the scripture says, for so that, Lord, you may be wise unto salvation. Bless us, Lord. Bless everybody. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, what I would like to talk about today is the importance of the Bible, the value of scriptures. How important is the Bible in our lives? We thank God he brought it to our lives that we should know. We need to worship him We need to honor him. We need to dedicate our lives to him so that we can be his children. Having been converted somewhere in your life, sometimes people forget the importance of the Word of God, the Bible. That's what I want us to remind us about today. First, what we say about the Bible is that the Bible is a wonderful book. It's a book like no any other book. Yet, the Bible will do nothing to you or for you if you don't read it. Many of us, we have our Bibles, which we carry when we go to the church, and when we come back, we put them nicely there, so that we can take it again when I go to church. And what we do in church is not enough. We need to have time, even in our homes, to read our Bibles, to study the Bible. That's where you will see the impact the Bible will have in your life. Because it is the Word of God, it says of itself, it is God-breathed. What is in the Bible is what God has put there by His Spirit. So if you read the Bible, God is talking to you. We need to read our Bibles. We need to study it with the sole purpose of obeying it. You know, there are some people who read the Bible to motivate themselves for the day. But the Bible has a story to tell, as instruction, as commandment that you must follow. So if you read the Word of God, you must read it with the sole purpose of obeying what it says. Well, there are many stories that people say about the Bible. We were discussing it in one of my classes, in my Zulu classes. There's somewhere where the Bible says, a leader must have obedient children. The children of a leader must be obedient. Now I was talking to the people who are leaders in their churches. And one of them said, my children are not obedient to me. Does that disqualify me to be a leader? Alright, he said that, but he went on to say, the person who wrote this verse did not think. How can he say that? Because our children don't obey us. They are so disobedient. If they say they must obey us in order for us to be leaders, then we are not qualified. So I like this point. This person who wrote this piece of did not think. And I said, it is God who wrote here. Do you see? Say God did not think. No, it's not God, it's Paul. You know, there are many stories that people say about the Bible, the Word of God. But thank God, we know that the Bible is God-breathed. It is what God wrote through His people by giving them the message that He must write. And it is important. If you read it, filled with the Spirit of God, you will be able to obey it. So we read the Bible with the sole aim of obeying it. It must be read for the edification of our souls. You don't read the Bible because you are going to preach or you are going to do something, to give a lecture or anything. But you must read the Bible so that you can be fed spiritually. We understand that as Christians we need to be fed, and one of our spiritual food is the reading of the Word of God, the Word of God itself. If we read it, we edify ourselves, our souls. So we read it in order to be fed. And it must be read as a letter from God to us, or you read it as God has written directly to you. Someone said we read it as a love letter from God. This is how wonderful the Bible is, brothers and sisters. The impact of the Bible. The Bible is the most read book in the world. I don't know whether is there any book, but many researchers say is the book that is read the most by many people in the world, by many nations and languages, translated into many languages. We thank God that of late it has been translated into our language, which is? We are thankful for that. And it is continuing to be translated and to be distributed because people need the word of God. So the Bible is read the most and translated into many languages. It has changed the lives of many people. The people today who say they are Christians, they are Christians because of the message of the Bible that was brought to them by the people who read the Bible and understood it. Many lives have been changed. As we read in the history of the church, we see ordinary people being changed into powerful people because of reading the Bible. That's how impactful the Bible is. It has been banned by kings and governments. You know, some governments will fight the Bible. To your surprise, why are people so concerned about the Bible? It is because it is alive. The word of God is alive. So it has been banned by kings. Read of some kings in the Bible that banned the scriptures. We read about the government in history. Even today, we hear that people are being killed for possession of the Bible. If it is discovered that you have a Bible in some countries, you will be killed. But we thank God it has survived unto this day. The way it has been fought against, you can think it could have been obliterated long ago, but we still have the Bible. We thank God for that. That is just how important the Word of God is that we are going to look at today. We have just read the book of Timothy, and then, as I said, looking at from verse 14, this is what we get from the scriptures. That Timothy was brought up by the family that was firm on scriptures. He was one of the few fortunate people who were brought up by believers. We hear that his mother taught him the scriptures, and his grandmother was also a believer. So now, his background was that he was brought up in the study of the Word of God. That is why now Paul will say, you must know from whom you have learned these things. Paul also tells us that Timothy followed his teachings. He says, you followed my teachings, you followed my conduct, you followed my faith, my patience and persecutions. That is the environment that Timothy found himself. Therefore he says, he must continue in what he has learned and always remember from whom has he learned it. If you have such a background, you are very much fortunate. But many a time you will find the children of pastors find them doing funny things, doing the worst things that you can find people doing. And people who are brought up in good family background, you'll find them doing funny things. Timothy was not such a person. We see him ending up being a pastor of the church. He stood, he continued in what he learned from childhood. When we read the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18, the Bible reads there, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver and gold. Here Paul says, you must stick to what you have learned. But now Peter says, some people have been ransomed. We have been rescued from what they were taught in their homes by their forefathers and so on. You can see that some people have not so good a background or upbringing. But we thank God that despite that, brothers and sisters, we come into contact with the Word of God and we experience a change in our lives. Having been brought up, having been converted, brothers and sisters, the Bible says we must stick to our faith, we must stick to the Word of God and be firm in it. There are three things that we learn about scriptures in this passage. Is that the Word of God lead a person into salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. This passage tells us, if you read and study the Word of God, it will make you wise unto salvation in Jesus Christ, in faith in Jesus Christ. So if you read the Bible, you study it, you understand it, you will not miss faith in Jesus Christ, because that's what the Bible is all about. God has revealed himself through the Bible so that throughout all the pages of the Bible you will find Christ right from Genesis unto Revelation. You will find Christ. And it is through Christ that God has revealed himself fully. If you study the Word of God, you will know Christ. And the more you know Christ, is the more you will be like him. Sometimes you will hear people saying, no, I don't consider the New Testament. I only consider the Old Testament. Someone was telling me that yesterday, saying there's a pastor in one of the radios who will say, I want to read the New Testament. He actually hates it, and especially when it comes to Paul, is very much against it. But this man says he read the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is speaking about Christ. Then you can see that this man does not understand even the Old Testament he reads, because the Old Testament speaks about Christ. When Jesus Christ was proving to his disciples that he is the Christ, he was going through the pages of the Old Testament to prove that he is the Christ. The whole Bible speaks about Christ. The Old Testament says Jesus Christ is coming. The New Testament says Christ has come and he is coming again. You cannot hide from Christ if you read the Bible. You cannot go to the Bible and say anything about against Christ. So, brothers and sisters, that's what we see, that the Bible, if we read it and understand it well, it is pointing us to Christ. That is why Paul says, it makes one wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And number two, reading the Bible leads a person in the path of righteousness. That's what we find from this passage. If you study the Bible correctly with an aim of obeying it, your life will show that this person is a student of the Bible. He studies his Bible. And if you live otherwise, we will never know whether you do study the Bible or not, but your life will not show it. As you believe in Christ, you are justified. The Bible leads us into faith in Christ. And as we believe, we are justified. And then, right from there, your life changes. You live as a person who has been justified. Being no longer a sinner, but a child of God, a new character forms. And the process of sanctification starts. You start now living a life that is becoming more and more like Christ. And that you will find from the pages of Scripture. How to live a life that is pleasing to God. Being a child of God, you need the food that will build you up and make you strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. The Word of God is one of the food that a person needs in order to grow. We can speak of other things like prayer, sacraments, and so forth. But now, I want to emphasize the point of reading your Bible is the food of the soul of the child of God. If your soul does not hunger for the Word of God, we don't know whether you are really born again. You are a child of God. Because if you don't hunger for the Word of God, you will hunger for other things. And you will be found doing those things that are contrary to the Word of God. We call this the Word of God, a Christian spiritual discipline, studying the Word of God. The Christian spiritual discipline. You grow, you hunger, you thirst for the Word of God. That's what we find most in the book of Psalms, where the children of God would long for the Word of God, would long for the laws of God and for the house of God, where they will get the Word of God and be blessed and be edified. That's what we hunger for. As we think of a weekend, we think of the church services that we'll be going to, we think of the conferences that we'll be going to, but also we enjoy reading the Word of God at home. According to our passage here, the Word of God does not leave you to live as you please. The Bible says it teaches, it reproves, it corrects and trains you in righteousness. If you study the Word of God, you read it, it will teach you. That's how you will grow in the knowledge of God, because the Bible teaches you. even how to live. Some people will say, no, just tell me about scripture, don't tell me about my life. But the Bible has everything to do with your life. It is a mirror in which you look at yourself, and then it will show you if you have some black spots in your life, and you must be ready and prepared to clean yourself through the word of God. Let Christ clean you through His Spirit. So if you read the Bible, it teaches you. I said, the way some people live, you would think that they don't have a Bible at all, while they claim to be Christians. If you do have a Bible, you study it, you read it, it will show that this person is a disciple of Christ. He studies the word of God. It teaches you. It reproves you. It will not let you do as you please. If you do wrong things, the word of God, as you open it, it will speak directly to you. That's what it does in the life. You just wonder. I was reading another book which says, some people are so good at in the pulpit, at preaching. When they preach, you will wish that they don't leave the pulpit because they are so good. But when you find them outside, there in the world, the way they live, you will wish that they don't go to pulpit. They must just stay there, not go to pulpit. That's not how we should live our Christian life. The way you express yourself before the people, your Christianity, the way you confess, it must show how you live out there. So it teaches, it reproves, and it corrects. Our God is so wonderful. He knows that we are not angels. We still do make mistakes. But what do if we make mistakes? We correct them. We repent. One verse in the book of Psalms chapter 23, the Bible says, God restores our souls. If we are found to have gone astray, God is so loving to bring us back into His path. So we said, if you read the scriptures, they lead you in the path of righteousness. The way you live, it will show that you are a child of God. And it also trains us. It prepares us. Having learned from our mistakes, having learned from the wrongs that we have done, we also go to the Bible so that we can learn how to go forward, how to go from here onwards, so that our life might be pleasing to God. That's what the Bible does. It trains us. It disciplines us. It makes us disciplined people who know where to go, where not to go, where to enter, where not to enter, what to say, what not to say. It trains us, the word of God. That's why Paul is saying that the word of God is so important. Quoting Bridges, he says, studying the word, studying the scriptures, fill the mind with heavenly truth, which it teaches with purity, authority, and without least mixture of error. We say the word of God is inerrant, is without error. So when you read the Bible, when you want direction from the word of God, you will not go wrong if you understand it well.
That is the word of God. Finally, the final point, it says, the word of God equips a person for service. There are people who have gone out to serve God, but who do not spend time in the word of God. So they are ill-equipped for the service. Some people, they just go because they have a gift. They can do things. They can make things happen. But we believe that what makes a person powerful is not a gift, but a character. Because when you read and study the word of God, it will correct your character. It will form your character and make it ready and fit for the service of God. And it will fill your mind with the knowledge that people need to know, something that will help people from their problems, from their difficulties. It will point them to Christ, who will be the solution to their problems. So the word of God equips us. Brothers, the gift is not enough. Study the word of God. The word of God will form your character. It will make you to be like Christ. And then as a servant of Christ, you will be able to represent Christ. One said, as God teaches his people to live a holy life, God has given them the minister to be the example of what the Bible is saying. They must look at the minister to see what the word of God is saying about a person's character. They see the example before them, being the minister of the word. Something that is not the case on many instances. Brothers and sisters, here is the word of God. The Bible is a wonderful book. Let us read it. It will take us to heaven if we follow what it says. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you have given us the opportunity to sit, listen to your word. Help us, Lord, as we meditate on it, as we think deeply about it, about our life, about our character, and the way, Lord, we serve you. Through the Holy Spirit, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to be the faithful followers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.